Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt Patriot-held territory. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
Yep, we have got a ton of stuff because Trump is involved in pretty much everything out there. You know, I mean, I don't know that there's anything he's not involved in right now.
Yes, indeed he is. And once again, huge crowd this weekend in his speech.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And people are loving him. You know, I didn't realize, you know, yesterday being 9/11 commemorative. I mean, it's everywhere. All the footage, you know, we will not forget. And footage of Trump downtown New York.
Right, right.
While, you know, Biden and Harris were back then, they were hiding, you know.
Yes, right. There.
But I think Biden was in a bunker, somebody said. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's
well,
right,
that's where he's most comfortable is basement-like dwellings.
Right. And Trump is best on the battlefield.
That's right.
You know, and he says, I'm down here to check. I have 100 people down here, downtown New York, and I'm here to just spur them on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A leader out front, just, you know, that was pretty cool.
Well, and speaking of New York, this Alex Soros, you know, George Soros's son, who was born in New York.
What?
Yeah, he was actually born in New York City. And it says here, this is something that Trump is describing, saying, we can't let this spoiled little degenerate win. His daddy controls the DAs and AGs in America. They are destroying our country. Mitch McConnell is helping them do it by doing nothing, an embarrassment to the Republican Party. Get tough, Republicans.
Yes.
And so what it says here is that Alex Soros is shifting priorities and resources to focus on defeating Trump in 2024.
Exactly.
And so, yes. What, just more election interference by paying more DAs and AGs, I guess?
I was just going to say that's election interference, for sure.
Yep. And so, you know, I think that he should be watched very, very closely. And anything that he does that is illegal, he needs to be charged and hauled off to jail, just like any other criminal.
Yeah, jail somewhere else. Put him in Guantanamo.
Yeah.
You know, right. if you hate America so much, leave.
Right.
Get out.
Yeah, if you're so desperate for a communist country, go where it's already working. Go to China.
Right. Well, this country western star Jason Aldean, you know, he wrote that, released that song, I don't know, this spring, but you know, try that in a small town.
Right.
And it just made the liberals, left-wing communists, their heads just pop off. And so now at his latest concert, they got Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you know, commies out there outside the stadium where he's doing his concert, burning the American flag, stomping on it, protesting an American patriot putting on a concert
right.
by burning the American flag.
Yeah, see, that just Round makes no up. Sense. I mean, if, like you said, if they hate America, they need to go somewhere else.
Absolutely. Just put them on, just round them all up, put them on planes, send them to Venezuela.
Yeah.
It's a utopia. Cuba.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
North
exactly.
Korea will take
They've got
them.
It made. It's just an airplane trip away.
That's right. That's right. They can go to there's multiple communist utopias that they could choose from.
Right. And Bill Gates, who also is an American but should have his citizenship renounced, says here, Bud Light welcomes new investor Bill Gates with limited edition Jeffrey Epstein cans.
Oh, no.
This is obviously a meme, and it's hilarious because here Bill Gates thinks that he can buy up all the Bud Light stocks and revive it.
Oh, boy.
Well, guess what? That's never going to happen.
No, pour all the money. ask Disney and Netflix how that's working for them. The more money they pour into it, it's like this black hole that's just swallowing up their companies.
That's right. Because basically all that's going to happen with that is every house that Bill Gates owns is just going to be heavily stocked with Bud Light because he's going to be the only one that buys it. So, I thought it was brilliant, though. A picture of Jeffrey Epstein on the front of Bud Light cans
For somebody that's supposed to be smart, you got to know when to put a fork in it and say, it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. No kidding.
Well, that's okay. Let him crash and burn. Let him
money to throw away all over the place. Yeah. So let him do it.
Well, all right. Let's see. The more money he puts into that, the less money he has to spend on mosquitoes.
Yeah, on mosquitoes and
buying up farmland.
And death vaccines and, right. you know, all the fun stuff that he really, really enjoys.
Agreed.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's do the word of the day, kicking off the week here and day two.
That's right. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20, which read under the title, The Great Commission. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
And that
was it. And so that is a loaded little piece of scripture right there.
Sure is.
There's Great Commission.
Yep. That's what we're on. That's where we're at now. That began the church age, which we're still in. It's about ready to close.
That's right.
But we still have the same commission.
Right.
Spread the gospel.
Yep. And what's interesting here is something that I just found out on Saturday when we were listening to sermons and doing our Bible study. And verse 16 kind of addresses that. It says, He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And so it's interesting that Jesus said that. He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Yes.
And so there's always been kind of this this little question that quite a few Christians have debated about whether you have to be baptized in order to be saved.
Right.
And Jesus specifically says every time he instructs his disciples that tell them to repent and be baptized.
Yes.
And well, we found out this last weekend that part of the wedding, part of the traditional Jewish wedding, includes the part where the bride washes herself in the mikveh.
Right. Prepares herself for the groom.
Yes, she prepares herself for the groom by submersing herself in the mikveh.
Yep.
And then she goes to meet the groom. And so this is part of the symbolism with baptizing underwater.
Yeah, you know, in all these years, I've been a Christian all my life, I've never really, this scripture's never really jumped out at me.
Right.
I've never really been able to confidently answer, well, why do we have to get baptized?
Right.
Well, because it's a symbol of you going down and you come up clean.
Right.
Right. You know, it's symbolic. Yeah. But that's about as far as I could explain it.
Right,
but
me
then,
too.
You know, this weekend when we read that scripture and we watched, you know, a teaching on it, and it was describing the Jewish wedding, the traditional Jewish wedding. The bride is preparing herself for her groom by washing herself and submersing herself in this mikveh, like you said.
That's right.
And we, the church, being Christ's bride, all through scripture, we're emulating the things that a bride would do. He's pointing, he's using wedding terminology
right.
that goes over our heads in the Western world.
Yep.
But it meant they knew exactly what he was saying and what it meant and what all of these things mean.
Right.
Now, I still am not sure how to, you know, when John the Baptist was baptizing people, apparently, you know, the gospel hadn't been, I mean, Christ hadn't completed his death, resurrection, and we understand that we're the bride of Christ.
Right.
So for people to be lined up, getting baptized by John the Baptist, and then Jesus doing it as well, it had to have been, and this is what I still want to research, culturally significant to the Jews, because it didn't seem foreign to them.
Well, right. It's like what John the Baptist says is that I baptize with water, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so that's the difference. That's the difference in what John the Baptist did and what Jesus would do right after that.
Yes.
And so that's, it's kind of like, you know, a shadow of things to come until that very moment that now it's fulfilled. Right.
Right.
So if Jesus hasn't come yet and you're a Jew before Christ was born, right? If you're a Jew, you would still be taking in your sacrificial animals to atone for your sins and to cover all of your iniquities and transgressions.
Yes.
Well, and then after Christ was here, the sacrificial animal thing was no longer necessary because the sacrifice had been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And
right.
So this is kind of the same thing where anybody that is going to be heading into this process, they have to use the symbolism until Christ would then baptize everyone with the Holy Spirit. So I thought that's kind of interesting too.
That's true, yeah, because I'm thinking in my mind, all these people are getting baptized by John the Baptist, and nobody said, why are you doing that?
Yeah, wait a minute, what's going on
why
here?
Are you dipping people in water? What's the deal?
Right.
So, you know, the Jews did do that ritualistically, preparing for, you know, to go up to the temple. So
that's
the
right.
fact that this happened at the Jordan River, I'm still puzzled. I'm not clear on, because that usually happened like at the Pool of Siloam.
Right, because he's talking about the Messiah is coming, and that's what
right.
he's out there. He's out there, you know, in eating grasshoppers and honey and wearing camel's hair to announce the arrival of the Messiah.
Yes.
And that's what he's telling everybody. And so he's saying, prepare yourselves, cleanse yourselves, and be baptized. And so I think that's all like basically, you know, that
It was in, exactly.
It's
part of their culture already, and now he's announcing the Messiah that they're all expecting
right.
at some point. So they're going, okay, let's
yeah.
get baptized, get cleansed, because the Messiah is coming, he says.
That's right, so prepare yourself. Yep.
Right.
And so, and we've also talked about that before, where a lot of Christians have said, well, I was dedicated as a baby, and so I'm good. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not. First of all, you didn't have the free will choice to do that at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. And also, a sprinkling is not submersion. And the whole definition of baptism is submersion.
Right.
And so, and he's wanting to use the symbol of the bride fully submerging herself in the mikvah to mm-hmm. to cleanse herself. And so I think that's important. I mean, especially if that was what his disciples were instructed to do, was to, you know, fully submerge them and yeah. cleanse them that way. I think that's how it should be done, without a doubt. Well, if Jesus said so, there you go.
There you go. There's your biblical guidance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not traditions of men.
That's right.
What the Bible says. All
right. Well,
very cool.
And so cool. And so here we are. We're wrapping up our last days, so to speak, you know, getting ready before he's ready to close the door behind us. And
right.
and so
take his bride into the chamber.
Right. And so this is our great commission, even to this day. This is our great commission until we're taken up in the rapture and the door is closed behind us. So,
yeah.
So run the race. Just remember, be bold. Be brave, be out there shining like the light that you are supposed to be representing.
Be separate,
you know,
from the world, be the remnant.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And yeah, just let your light shine and finish the Great Commission while we still have an opportunity.
Yeah, you get to live in the end times.
Yep.
That's what all believers have been looking forward to for 2,000 years, and here we are.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
All right, then. Well, okay, so that scripture was, that's not Acts.
That was Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20.
Okay, got it. All right, good one, and good conversation again.
Yep, you bet.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break here. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. If you need to get your preps taken to the next level, especially if you plan on being here for 7 unnecessary years, you better definitely double down on your preps as much as they can help you.
That's right.
But famine is part of that. So stock up, learn how to do that. Go to prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back with segment 2 of the morning commute right after these messages. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I want to thank everybody who has stepped up to help us with our airtime. I have to add a little bit more to our thermometer there on the website. But those one-time payments or one-time donations, gifts, we're very grateful. But those of you who have committed to sending $5, $10, $20 a month, all that adds up, and that is what makes it possible to do what we do. So go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate tab, and that'll open the page where you can find the different ways that you can help support us. And thank you for prayerfully considering that. Well, Lady Liberty, segment 2.
Yes, we've got a fantastic update. As yesterday we were describing the governor of New Mexico's horrible constitution trampling event that she conducted down there. And good thing yesterday, gun owners rallied in Old Town Albuquerque to openly defy New Mexico governor's executive order banning the open and concealed carry of firearms there as a one-month emergency. And what I wish we could just play this audio, but you can't because the recording is just not, you couldn't pull it out of all of the voices in the crowd, really.
It's not radio quality.
It's not radio quality. But what one of the main speakers was describing to all the people there was that if they felt that their Second Amendment rights had been trampled, that they have every right to sue her.
Yes.
And so everybody cheered. And you could hear a couple people saying, I'm getting my lawyer today.
Good.
You know, and so that's exactly what needs to happen, because every elected official is insured with a bond amount. And that's there entirely for the case that they trample on somebody's constitutional rights.
Yep, and get sued for it.
And get sued for it so that they have the money to pay them. And so, absolutely, I hope all of New Mexico just jumps at
drains
that.
It.
Yeah, just drains it dry, and they kick her out because that is clearly somebody that does not represent America American law by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, as soon as any elected official, when challenged, isn't that unconstitutional? And they respond with, unless I declare an emergency.
Right.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Right. She's confusing it with martial law.
Right. People tried that during COVID. It's not going to be tried again.
Right.
And that's the problem with them. So many of them getting away with that the first time around. The first time it happens, you've started a pattern.
Yep.
You know, they're going to come back to it. So she's learning the mistake that she made. Two legislators are calling for her impeachment already and moving
absolutely.
On that.
And I hope they file criminal charges against her, because that is a crime to violate the oath of office and also to offend somebody's constitutional rights. Both of those are crimes, which is why those are called laws.
Exactly. The Constitution is very clear about what authority you have. So when you say, unless there's an emergency, because no right is absolute, including my oath. Well, can you show me in the Constitution where it says that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you can't.
Oh,
right.
Oh, you mean you just made that up just now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What's the I can just make it up as I go clause? Where was that again?
Right. I can write law all by myself. Just, you know, with a pen and paper.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Well, and so something else has come up that is quite disturbing. And we know that the way that China seems to be taking over the world right now, it's kind of, you can see what's coming to the rest of the world by watching what they're doing to their own people in their own poor nation of China. It says here, in China, you now have to scan your face to buy things at the grocery store. If your government social score is too low, it rejects you and you can't even buy groceries.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it says here below that Klaus Schwab and George Soros are currently working on a plan to implement that very thing globally.
Well, you know how you can bypass that ESG? Just get 666 and then it like gives you like endless buying power.
Right.
That's where it's going.
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, you'll never be rejected from anything or from going any place. You'll have free reign.
Yeah, that's what's coming. That's what the tribulation is all about. You know, you will not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark.
Yep. Coming up quick.
Yep.
The infrastructure's
right.
In place.
Yep. Well, and what's interesting here is I've got another thing that we can describe that about the election fraud. And it says here from Philip Schuyler at Five Rights, it says, if you think the cheating was only in 5 or 6 states, consider this. According to Judicial Watch, 353 counties in 29 different states had voter registration exceeding 100%.
Whoa.
This was not an election. It was a coup disguised as an election.
Yes.
And so it says now the evidence is coming out confirming what millions of Americans knew to be true. The people in power now stole the election, not from Trump.
Yeah.
They stole it from we the people, and they're about to do it again.
That is a statistical impossibility.
Right.
For that many districts to have 100% of their registered voters, more than
100%. Yeah. So that's like saying you've only got 100 people, but we've got 110 voters.
Well, there's only one solution for that, and that's to decertify the elections in those districts
exactly.
And do it over again.
Yep, right.
Yep.
Well, and so, you know, as you know, there is the fastest way to get rid of this stinking election fraud is to ban the electronic voting machines. And so, as you all know, and we're going to keep pointing this out, that you can go to our website at radiofreeredoubt.com, and right there on the home page is a copy of the bill to stop child trafficking, which is also a bill that will ban electronic voting machines.
Yes.
It all works together. So go to the website and read why it works that way, and then make copies and send them to your congressmen and your U.S. senators, because Americans must demand that we ban the electronic voting machines nationwide.
That's right. And if that doesn't happen, Trump will not be president again.
Yeah, there's no way.
You know, so it's got to be done. But if he does get in, it's going to be a completely different world. Oh. So, matter of fact, we've got a description here about what that might look like.
Oh, yeah. We've got an excellent clip here from Trump himself. Listen to what he has to say.
I took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China, and Joe Biden's afraid to even talk to him. Biden's war on American energy has sent prices soaring, and his latest actions will make it catastrophically worse. It's going to be bad at a level that we've never seen. This will be so bad. Under Biden's newly proposed power plant regulations, most natural gas and coal plants will be forced to shut down. By the way, they tried that in Germany, and now they're going back and building coal plants all over the place because they've destroyed Germany. They have no energy. So Germany now is building a coal plant every 2 weeks. And China is building a coal plant every week, every single week. They're putting up a new coal plant. And we're playing games with the wind. This is terrible what's happening to our country. There is nothing to replace our energy at this time, not even close. It's very expensive and it's very weak. It doesn't have the power to power up those big plants that you see. At the same time as Biden is shutting down existing power plants, he also wants to force hundreds of millions of Americans into ultra-expensive electric vehicles. It costs twice as much as what you have, and what you have is better, and it goes a lot longer, and it's a lot easier to fill up, and we have liquid gold under our feet at a level that no other country has. But they'll strain the grid to the breaking point. It already is at a breaking point. If you look at California, it's got brownouts and blackouts every single day. People can't turn on their air conditioners. And it'll drive electricity prices into the stratosphere. If Biden's policies go forward, our electricity costs will be the highest on earth. They're already very close. With shortages, blackouts, and crippling inflation, U.S. manufacturing will be dead, absolutely dead, and China will be laughing all the way to the bank. They will end up controlling the world. My plan is the exact opposite.
And that right there is truth.
Absolutely.
Straight up truth.
Well, and China's doing the right thing, making coal plants. We need to be doing the same thing.
Unbelievable. Well, guys, you have a great day out there. You be blessed, be safe, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.